This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Create Your Dream Business Now Academy, a one-of-a-kind live event where Jim will personally teach you how to market and grow a more profitable business faster, even in a crappy economy. During this event, Jim will reveal how to create a million-dollar platform on a shoestring budget. You'll learn how to generate a ton of content with ease, how to attract a steady stream of new customers, and you'll also network with other successful marketers and entrepreneurs. This not-to-be-missed event is May the 7th through the 9th in San Diego and will quite literally transform your business. Do not miss it. Get all the details and register today at www.dreambizacademy.com. That's www.dreambizacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things no matter what your business is. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business fast. I'm really very excited about this week's show. My special guest is Aaron Walker. He's the founder of View from the Top. Let me tell you a little bit about Aaron, and we'll jump right into an awesome conversation I know you're going to find inspiring and also uplifting. Businessman and life coach Aaron Walker has inspired many through his leadership, mentorship, and consistent pursuit of excellence. He enjoys helping others and believes experience is a great teacher. For 19 years, Aaron has taken classes from and has been coached personally by his friend, financial guru Dave Ramsey, one of my favorite authors, which is, I'm telling you, that's quite a blessing right there. It only took a few years as a partner with Dave Patton Construction for Aaron to help take that business from doing one to two projects per year to a multi-million dollar company, voted number one builder for three consecutive years by Nashville's House and Home and Garden magazine. He sold his retail business to Cash America USA, which is a Fortune 500 company. I could go on and on, but I really want to talk to Aaron. Thank you so much for being my guest today on Stick Like Glue Radio, Aaron. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. What a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on. I don't know if I can measure up to quite an introduction as that, but I'll give it a try. Thank you.
Well, I want to share with folks, Aaron and I, we always do a little, just a pre-chat when I'm doing these interviews, and I think Aaron and I almost went for 5 or 10 minutes, and we better get going and turn the old tape machine on because we're hitting it off pretty good. I got to ask you a question real quick. When I was learning about a little bit about your background and the construction industry and being in Nashville, do you know somebody named Seed Tuck?
No, I don't know Seed. Now, what does
he do? He is my sister-in-law's brother, and he's an architect in Tennessee. Built a lot of homes in and around Nashville for some of the big country music stars and things like that. It just crossed my mind as I was reading about that party life. But anyway.
No, hook me up with him, though. I'd like to get to know him. I love to build relationships, so he'll be next on my list.
Well, very good. So, you know, Aaron, like me, you're a coach. You help lead men to live more profitable lives and build more profitable business and kind of sharpen their skills. So before we learn more about how you do that, how you got into that business, if you could take maybe just a couple minutes and kind of finish painting the picture that I started with your introduction, kind of tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are today and what you're doing today.
Well, thank you very much. I'll give you the 30,000-foot view real quick. I started when I was 13 years old in a local pawn shop in Madison, Tennessee, which is about 11 miles north of Nashville. Started working there after school, fell in love with that business, decided at an early age I wanted to own my own business. So I went to night school and summer school for a couple of years, was able to get out of high school in the 10th grade, fell in love with the business even more, found a couple of partners that had plenty of money. We formed a partnership at 18 years old, went out on my own, started Aaron's Jewelry and Loan Company in Englewood, which is just a little suburb right outside of Nashville. It was very successful. We paid off a 10-year loan in 36 months. And I continued that process for the next 10 years, buying stores, paying them off. There's a company in Fort Worth, Texas, called Cash America. They came to Nashville and wanted to be here and looked up my stores and found that they were really well-run, profitable stores, made an offer to me that I couldn't refuse. So at 27 years old, for the most part, I was finished. And then I discovered pretty quick that when you're 27, you can't play golf every day with guys 65, you know. So they were beating me too bad. They were too good. So about a year and a half into that process, I went back to the pawn shop I started with, bought half of it from Herb Berry, my partner. We did a 10-year stint where I worked 3 days a week. He worked the other 3 days. Soon became bored with that, quite honestly, because I'm a creator-developer. I'm not a maintainer-manager. So I sold out again, was going to retire, took about 5 years off, decided there was a lot more things to do, went into the construction business, built a real successful construction business. Same thing happened to me again. So a couple of years ago, I retired for the third time. I was going to say final time, but I don't know if it will be or not. Dave Ramsey and Dan Miller are good friends of mine. We've been meeting together for 10 or 12 years in a mastermind group, and they encouraged me to coach. And I started coaching men personally to how to find their identity, help them reach their full potential. And I've got a background in building businesses. So I started coaching men how to take their business to a level that they really never thought they could. And so that's what I've been doing now for a couple of years, and God has really blessed our business. It's been phenomenal, and we've started mastermind groups, which are really a great way to reach men on an affordable scale so they can get in and do the same for themselves. And so that's kind of been my journey in a two-minute overview of who I am.
That's one. You know, what a wonderful thing, and I like how, you know, in your bio, experience is a great teacher. It really is, and you know, to give you a 30-second, my 30-second view of Mike on where I started work when I was 15, and when I was 42 years old, I was married, had four teenagers, and I was worked my way up pretty nice. I was VP of marketing for a company, and then all of a sudden, you know, I think God had other plans for me, and I was so committed into my job and who I was, and, you know, like a lot of folks, you get married to your title, and you kind of think that's your identity, And as I described now, I think he basically wanted to show me who was boss. So he took my job away, put me through 15 months of really devastating unemployment. And because I was almost the sole source of income for our family. And just for good measure, I went through stage 2 melanoma at when I was unemployed. And wow. That's when so at 42 years old in 2001, that's when I decided to listen to what God wanted me to do, and he's the one that actually told me to start my business. And really, I was at a very down point in my life, Aaron, and I was like, really? I have no money. We're in debt. And basically, what I understood the message was, all the experience you've had so far, I spent years in franchising, retail, association management, did a lot of marketing. I did all these experiences in the, you know, in my first 25, 30 years in my work life. And he says, you know, now's the time to build a business for yourself. That's going to be the fastest way to get back on your feet financially. But you have so much to share with other people. And so 6 years ago is when I started my coaching programs, and I run two mastermind groups for folks also. So it's kind of funny how we thought we were doing one thing, and then we quickly got pulled into a different path.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool journey as well. And as you've stated, the experience that you gain through those things, you know, we never learn through success. We normally learn through failure. And so we go through a lot of ups and downs. And that's what I'm trying to help guys realize is, you know, life takes you through the valleys and it puts you on the mountain, and we go through other valleys as well. But the experience by far is the best teacher. And so I thought, well, with 35 years of marriage, 36 years of business. Maybe I can help some guys achieve some of their goals and dreams.
That's awesome. I don't know if you're familiar with an author, Patrick Morley. He has several books. One of them is called Seven Seasons of the Man in the Mirror. And in that, he says season three is God loves you so much that he will often bless you with a season of crises to bring you to your knees and then season four is actually rebirth and renewal, and so you kind of rebuild your life. And I thought that I had some real questions about why I went through what I went through, and of course when you face your mortality at 42, that's pretty scary. But that book really helped me realize kind of why I went through what I went through. And like when you and I first connected on the phone, you said, "How you doing?" I said, "It's a great day. Any day you can put your feet on the floor is a great day." And that's what's
and
going through.
True.
You know, when you go through stuff like that, it's like almost nothing bothers me. I'll say, I just want to let my listeners know it's going to be a little bit of a different episode because Aaron and I just really connected very quickly on a fast track. And I prefer to let the conversation go where it's going to go. So I think you're going to get some value out of it.
I was just thinking, Jim, when you were talking about some of these valleys, just to share a couple of experiences that I had that were really eye-opening. August of 2001, I had left our church. We meet on Wednesday mornings, and we have a group of men that pray together and been doing that for years. And I'd left there about 7:30, headed to my office, and a pedestrian walked out in front of me to catch a bus, and I struck that pedestrian with my car. He just didn't see me coming. And he lived for 3 days in the Vanderbilt trauma unit. And I'm going to tell you, that was three of the longest days of my life. And it made me realize that our life can be taken away in a nanosecond. And it really changed the course of my life. I was all about success up until that point. Shortly after that, Dave Ramsey and I and our wives went to Amelia Island for a conference where Bob Buford spoke. And he taught on a book that he wrote called Halftime. So all this kind of collectively happened for me at one time. And I started reading the book and realized that I had been on a success path my entire life. And through the death of Mr. Talik and then through the book Bob Buford wrote, Halftime, I realized that significance is really the reason we're here, not necessarily just successful. And it really changed my paradigm. It really changed the course by which I would live the remainder of my life. So the past 15 years, it has really been more about significance than success. You can have those simultaneous, but the important thing is that we live a successful life and not just a successful life.
Exactly. You know, I often get interviewed. I'm not shy about who I am, and so I tend to get interviewed not only on some radio shows and podcasts about business, but there's a lot of Christian podcasts as well. So I was on one just 2 days ago, Aaron, and the gentleman asked me if my business, do I look at my business and consider it my ministry? And I said, you know, I don't. And he really challenged me because a lot of people say yes. And I said, well, why do you not? And I said, well, I think my business is my business. I mean, first of all, everything I have is a gift and a blessing from God. I wouldn't have it
Amen.
Without God, so I get
right.
that part of it. But I said, my business is my business. It provides me an opportunity I employ like 10 people. It gives me the opportunity to live a certain lifestyle, but most importantly, it gives me the opportunity to serve people, to help people, and the more successful I am, the more Stephanie and I are able to give both time and money and make a difference and an impact. So I like the fact that, you know, you talk about success but also significance. I like to think success leads to significance, but it's not to say you can't have a significant impact on the world unless you're successful. I'm not saying that, but the way I look at my business is the more successful I can become, the bigger positive impact I can make, you know, in the kingdom.
No question about it. There is absolutely no question. A lot of guys need to determine what success is, and a lot of the times we measure that strictly in dollars, and I just challenge you to think otherwise. There's a lot more to life than just dollars. You know, our jobs are a means by which we make an income to live our lives, and I agree with you completely. It just allows you to do greater things for the kingdom purposes when we are successful. And people say all the time that have money, well, it's not that important, and I challenge that. I say, you know, it's not important until you need the money, so don't tell guys that money's not important. I think money's very important. It's just that I don't want to make it my God. I don't want to make
right.
it the primary thing that I focus on. But if you get guys tell you money's not important, you need to run from them. You don't need to take their advice. You just need to be sure that you put money in the right perspective and put it in the right category in your life and make it a part of your life, not the only reason for your life.
You know, I'll share this with you. I'm often out. Well, I used to do a lot of speaking. Now I might do 3 or 4 or 5 dates a year at the most. Like, I really have grown to hate airports and travel. But, you know, if I go out speaking now, a lot of times it's on, you know, how to build a successful business and things like that. And the guys in my Bible study, I share with them on obviously, you know, being in the Bible study, we believe in the power of tithing and giving back. And I've actually shared that the more I get into that part of my personal life, the more I'm blessed with success. And I said there is no coincidence there, by the way. And one of the guys in my group, he's actually about 72 years old, been quite a mentor to me. He said, "You've got to share that message when you talk to business people." And the first time I did it, Aaron, I was in California, which I sometimes call a little bit of a woo-woo, you know,
right,
talking about
right.
vibrations and harmony and, you know, do whatever feels good type thing. And so I think you're going to like this story. So I'm on stage, and the person who's running the event, I happen to know was a Christian also, or is a Christian, and I told him, "I'm going to make this the last thing I talk about is the power of giving back. And I'm just going to feel led. I'm either going to share it a little bit as a strategy principle, but I'm going to feel led to either open up and share more." And when I got down, I'm in front of like 300 people, and there's usually a big countdown clock right there. And I saw the clock down to like 1 or 2 minutes. And I looked over to my friend, and he was nodding me to go forward and share this message. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes appeared on the clock. And so I shared the message, and I got a standing ovation, because what I told people is the more you give, and first of all, giving is the way to get. So you're gonna receive through the same size hole that you give through. And
right.
I said, I learned this very late in life, and I used to think putting $10 in the offering plate was a big deal, you know. And now I've
right.
learned, you know, you can't outgive God. And so the more you give of both, you know, your time and money, the more you will be blessed. And it's a hard lesson for people to learn, especially when you're struggling, but I was very powerful.
Well, one of the things that people have to realize is when you're a Christ follower, you realize that it's not my money and God's money. It's we're stewards over all God's entrusted us with, and it's not that hard to give the money when you realize that you're not the owner of it. And my mom told me at 9 years old, she said, "I don't know much about business, but what I will tell you is if you'll give to God what he asks for, he'll bless your business." So I have given 10% plus since I was 9 years old, all the way to last Sunday, and God has just handed it back with a shovel. I give it in a spoon, he gives it back in a shovel, and it's just amazing the amount of success that you can have. I'm not necessarily a prosperity gospel kind of leader, but I just know that Malachi 3:10 says that if you'll give me what's mine, I'll give it back to you, and if you don't believe me, test me. And it's the only place in Scripture God challenges us to test him. And I've just found that it works every time without a question. I've got a client in Oklahoma sent me a picture of his wallet the other day, and he took it and had it monogrammed Malachi 3:10. He said, "Every time I reach for my wallet, I want to be reminded where this came from." So I thought that was pretty cool that he's got it before him constantly.
That is fair. You know, that should be in the Christian bookstores and whatnot. That's very. I like the way he does that, because we all need constant reminders. It's very cool.
Right.
Well, Aaron, let me ask you a couple questions. I know you're very big into coaching and you run mastermind groups. How have mastermind groups affected you and your businesses? And then, you know, were you in mastermind groups when you were an entrepreneur, or is this kind of new to you in your multi-retired state?
No, I've been involved in mastermind groups now for 20 years, and without a question, it is the single biggest game changer that I've ever experienced. And the reason, a lot of guys are not familiar with mastermind groups, but these groups meet on a regular weekly basis, and I've been doing this, like I said, for 20 years. You know, your wife will tell you what you want to hear, your children will tell you what you want to hear, but men that are unbiased, that don't have anything to gain or lose, you'll get an honest answer. You know, I sing in the shower, and I think it sounds pretty good. And when I get out, I sing, and my wife goes, you don't need to do that. You know, it's like, and so that's what we need in business. We think all these ideas that we have are great ideas, but when you get before 10 or 12 other businessmen, entrepreneurs, they'll tell you honestly, that's a good idea, that's a bad idea. The other thing that's been really beneficial for me is you become very transparent, you become very honest in these groups, and then you present before the group your goals, your aspirations, your dreams, your trials, your tribulations, your troubles, and they help you work through those things. It's like having your own personal board of directors 7 days a week. And so for me, just the sincere honesty of the groups has helped me immeasurably. We also, in these groups, sign a document stating that it's private. So legally, they can't discuss your business outside of that group. That's for guys that just get started. Once you've been in these groups for years, you certainly don't need that. That's just to kind of get you started. But it is so refreshing to come together with 12 like-minded people on a weekly basis to do and hold you accountable and to do the things I just mentioned. So the mastermind groups for me are absolutely paramount.
I couldn't agree more. I joined my first mastermind group in 2007, and at the time I was really struggling. And, you know, the $400 a month might as well have been $4,000 a month. But, you know, I was familiar with masterminding. I certainly read about them in Think and Grow Rich, and I knew it would be an important part of my success. And thankfully, you know, I had some folks that were pushing me and said, you know, Jim, get out a credit card and get going. And I knew that I had a strong work ethic. I knew I was going to be successful. Right. I knew I was on the path that I should be on. And literally within about 4 months, I was increasing my revenue far more than that expense. And the thing I'm, you know, so I lead my own groups. I'm in some a mastermind group as a member. And I remember a couple of years ago, Aaron, I got in front of these. It was a pretty new group, some really high-powered coaches and things like that. I remember at the beginning, the first day, one of the guys, one of the leaders of the group said, who wants to get into the meat grinder first? And I was like, well, I'll do it, because I didn't want to sit there all day,
right.
You know, with my hands, palms sweating. So I said, well, let me go. And it was in California, so I had like a five-hour flight out there. So I really perfected my presentation, and I thought I was going to do great, and you know, I thought would I get applause for being smart, or I don't know what I was going through in my head, but I did my present. Here's where I am. Here's what I did last year. Here's my three goals that I want to do this year. And then there was silence, and the one guy looked at me and he goes, Jim, let me ask you a question. Why in the world would you want to do that? Which made me turn a little red. And I gave what I thought was good answers, and he said this. This is probably some of the most powerful advice I've ever received. He goes, if you spent half as much time marketing the businesses you already have instead of always being the creator of more, you're going to be so much farther ahead of the game. And, you know, what you just said about where you get advice from, you know, if I was to share, and I did share some of the goals that I thought I had at the time with other people, oh, that's great, boy, Jim, that's a winner, blah, blah, blah. But then you get in front of some really smart people, and they tell you the truth. And,
right.
You know, it was an incredible experience.
Right. Well, I'm the same. I'm in 48 Days Mastermind Group. Dan Miller leads that group, my friend for 20 years now. And I participated in another group called The Torch, and I lead guys that are 30, 35 years old. They meet in my office every Monday morning for about 6 years now. We've been doing that. And then I host these Iron Sharpens Iron groups. And, you know, the Iron Sharpens Iron is, you know, from Proverbs 27:17 is iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So it's right out of the Bible, you know, that we need men around us to help us, to encourage us, to empower us, to lift us up, and then also to call us out and to challenge us and to make us be better men. And I think for the most part, men want that challenge. They just don't know how to get it. So what we've done is we've given opportunities to men. View from the top, there's an icon that says ISI, and then you can try the experience for a month. Every week for a month, and just see what it's like. If you like it, you join. If you don't like it, certainly, you know, don't come back. But there's no cost, and that way it exposes people to the opportunity, because to some guys, it's a relatively new term. To other guys, it's not. So we just want to offer that to guys that would like to experience what a true mastermind is like.
You know, you've been had a number of successes over the decades. What do you see as you look forward? Because we're doing this literally about a week before Christmas, this interview. What do you see as you look forward to 2015, Aaron? What do you think the new year holds?
Well, I think it's going to be our best year ever. And in our group, in Dan Miller's group, we've been talking about having our best year ever being 10 times, looking for 10 times return on investment as far as our time, the capital that we invest. But we're strategically planning. We're allocating focus blocks of time, and we're doing this by quarter. And so I help guys establish what their goals are, not necessarily just annually, but quarterly. And then we break that down into action steps to help you through. It's like, you know, a bite at a time that we go through this process. And so we just encourage guys to prioritize your list, and then we'll break it down in incremental bites and walk you through the year. So without a question, I've established record goals for myself this year, and I think that anyone can accomplish that if they'll just allocate the focus blocks of time to go there.
You know, my fifth book that came out last fall was called Stop Waiting for It to Get Easier, Create Your Dream Business Now. And one of the reasons I wrote that book was I kept hearing this message as we've been in, you know, what a lot of people describe as some difficult years for small business owners. And what I did is I always tell people, stop waiting for it to get easier. You start right now. There's no better time than right now to start your business or, you know, expand your business. And I did some research this right before I decided to write the book, and I looked at businesses today that are huge name brand businesses, Aaron, that were started all the way back in the Depression, and I kind of named some companies in the first part of the book that were started almost in every decade where there's challenges, right up until, but I included one in the late 70s, a little company called Federal Express, right, down in your neck of the woods.
Right.
And, I mean, that was, I remember the oil embargo, the Iranian oil embargo, where there was gas lines at the gas station. And here this guy, Fred Smith, is starting this company which involves jet fuel. I mean, it was no small feat to fly a plane with five packages aboard, you know. And you just got to have the dream and the vision, and you got to go make it happen.
You got to have the determination and the grit, because there's going to be excuses in every economy. We do things a little bit, Jim, to help guys. There's a paper I wrote called What Do I Want? And there's about 25 questions. They're very simple questions until you start answering them. You think, well, this is very elementary, and it appears to be, until you start asking yourself some of the questions, like, if I were to wake up tomorrow and there were no limitations, what would I do? Or, I do want to make more money, but what am I going to do with it? And this is a real pain in my side. How would my life be better if I could eliminate this? So it's very simple questions. We also do a personal assessment on every person. It's where we talk about your identity and who you are. A lot of men place their identity in their occupation or in things that they own. And I teach that our identity is found in Christ. And so, therefore, if you lose your job or change jobs or you lose your home or lose some of those tangible possessions, you don't lose your identity. We talk about your ideals and things that you really are trying to accomplish in your life. We talk about the needs that you have, the relationships. Relationship building, for me, has been the most valuable tool to my success, bar none, building relationships. And then we talk about your career. So it's a very exhaustible process that we go through to discover who you are and what you want. And, you know, if your listeners want this, they can email me, and I'll be happy to send this assessment out to you at no cost. You can have it. It'll be my gift to you. The What Do I Want, I'll be happy to send you that as well. I have a list of 50 or 100 books on it that I've read that would really challenge you and encourage you. I'll give all your listeners as a gift from me for allowing me to be on your show. If they want those resources, just email me at aaron@viewfromthetop.com. I'll be happy to send it your way. So it's just a little something that I could give your folks.
Thank you very much. And we're just about out of time. I got one more question for you. If you had to choose one success tip for everyone as we kind of get ready for the new year? What would that be, Aaron?
Well, I gave it away earlier just now, relationship building. I spend probably an hour to an hour and a half a day every day building relationships. I either keep up the relationships that I've had in the past, I build new relationships, don't eat alone, send encouraging emails. I probably send 8 to 15 texts a day to guys, just empowering them, thanking them for what they've meant to me in my life. And I do this on a daily basis, and it's paid huge dividends for me in building relationships.
That's awesome. Aaron, thank you so much. I want to give you a chance. I know you just gave your email for that that generous offer. Is there a website also where people can connect with you and learn more about you?
Absolutely. It's viewfromthetop.com. You can get my email address there. You can look at the ISI mastermind groups there. Be my guest. Join one for free. Give it a try. See if you like it. If it's something new to you, you can be my guest for free. My phone number's there. Reach out to me. It's been a real pleasure, Jim. Thank you for having me on. I've absolutely enjoyed myself. And hopefully in the future we can connect again. If you get your way down to Nashville, you can be my guest, and I'll treat you to dinner.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Aaron. It's been just been an honor getting to know you. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my new good friend, Aaron Walker. It's just been I've learned as much on this program as I hope you have. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Join us again next week for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. And you take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.